remember, 2015 is here. We started on a high note. As my colleague has just said, he's on a higher pedestal. I think also as a committee, we are higher. Trajectory as it is. We're looking forward to making sure that we take this committee and the department forward, but also looking forward that we will do our work in earnest so that we can be able to impact positively onto the work of the Department of Transport as this portfolio committee. This is the first of the meeting for the year, but we have been on oversight as members of this committee. We've seen it as we're doing oversight on a number of SOEs, and I think it's important to say that almost all the SOEs that we visited during our oversight week, we were really quite happy that whatever is happening is value for money. That government is and planning as we make sure that we appropriate the money to these SOEs. The money is being used to change the lives of our people. We have much ado as the chairperson. When you look at the agenda is indicating that we're going to start with the minutes, consider the adoption of the first term program, and then lastly deal with the briefing by the Department of the Legislative Program. 2015. I would request that we start with the said item and then take them up as we go up to the minutes. But I would also request the leader of the delegation from the department to introduce his or her team to the committee so that we can be able to start in NSDB's presentation that we will be making. Masomu.
Okay, so person is Johannes Sakhato, Road Traffic Infringement Agency.
Selo Muguyane, National Department of Transport.
John Mutrati, Department of Transport.
Chavo Sulezari. Traffic Improvement Agent.
Mulani Lake, Department of Transport, Maritime Policy and Legislation.
Morning, Chair, and morning, Honourable Members. Happy New Year, once more. My name is Sipodi Babane. I am the Acting Chief Director responsible for special projects and police analysis in the Office of the DG.
Good morning. My name is Kitumisi Matua from the Department of Transport, Speech Writer in Parliamentary Services.
Thank you very much. It looks like the team from the Department of Transport is complete. Is there any other person from the department? Especially from, yeah.
Good morning, Chair. My name is Nkululeko Maphanga. I am the Parliamentary Liaison Officer in the Office of the Deputy Minister.
Morning. Khumulemo Siyoposena, Assistant PLO.
Thank you very much, Khumulemo. That will be the last of the team Department of Transport. You know, honorable members, but for the record, I will start at the extreme. We've got honorable Khadere, we've got honorable Sibande, we've got honorable Dreko, we've got honorable Ramatakana, we've got honorable Christian Musinga, we've got honorable Mani Defraitas, we've got honorable Kodishiero, and honorable Mabika, and I'm Jiredi Magazi. Chair of this portfolio committee. Advocate, if you can start with the presentation, somebody who can assist us with the light, because I can see from the back there it's not very visible. just reach the right and ride on, brother.
I would like by passing an apology from the acting director general, who informed me that he will also send a note here apologizing for attending the meeting for today. Thanks. Today we are going to present the legislative program of the Department of Transport for the year 2015. The purpose of this presentation is to brief the committee on the bills on the legislative program for the year 2015. We've got three priority bills which are on the legislative program for 2015. These are the bills which are already approved by the minister and already submitted to the leader of government business, the deputy president. And they are Maintenance Shipping Amendment Bill 2014, Administrative Adjudication of Traffic Offences Amendment Bill 2015, and the National Land Transport Amendment Bill 2015. We structured our presentation as follows because the name of the bill, and we have given the main objects of the bill, and we are giving the current status of the bill as to where are we in terms of the bill, and the last one is when do we intend bringing the bill to Parliament for debate. The first one is the Merchant Shipping Amendment Bill 2014. The objects of the bill are to seek to amend the principal amendment so as to give effect to Maritime Labour Convention 206 and the Working Fishing Conditions Convention of Coal Divers. The convention promotes the rights on work of seafarers, it encourages decent employment opportunities, it enhances social protection and strengthens dialogue on work-related issues. The bill further aligns the convention with domestic legislation and the objectives of the National Development Plan and the 12 government outcomes by ensuring the improved image of maritime industry by guaranteeing labor rights of the seafarers. The bill was approved by Cabinet and we are waiting for final certification of the bill by the Office of the Labor Advisor. Once the bill is certified, or we receive the final certification of the bill, it will be introduced in Parliament for debate. So we are at an advanced stage. I think during the first quarter of 2015, definitely, I think we are supposed to be bringing this bill. The next year from certification is coming to this committee or to Parliament to present this bill. That is where we'll give a full presentation on the clause by clause content of the bill. So that is the highlight about the Merchant Shipping Amendment. The second part is the Administrative Adjudication of Road Traffic Offences. The main objects of the bill are to amend the principal in order to achieve the efficiency and financial ability of the issuing authorities as well as that of the Road Traffic Infringement Authority. The bill enhances the method of service of documents by introducing electronic service of documents in addition to other methods of saving documents that may be prescribed. Here we are referring to method of phases, like when you've got the traffic fine, you start by getting the cases letter informing you about that particular traffic fine. So the most factual method that was used as prescribed by NEC was through registered mail, and it has a huge financial implications for the agency, because we also need to pay a post office for that particular phase. Now, in addition to that particular method, we will be describing other methods like electronic method of saving. For instance, if you've got an email and you accept, you confirm that we can save this by means of an email on the same file, then we'll do that. I've seen Bila, I had a certified there, they've already notified me by means of electronic means. And it is, to me, it is convenient because immediately I will know that there's a traffic fire, then I need to settle that particular bill. So we are aligning the bill so that we can legalize that problem. This introduction will reduce substantial expenditure paid by authority to the post office for issuing registered mail. In fact, that will avoid the frustration of the authority during post office strike. The other frustration is when there is a post office strike, then our services, our posts, our notices to our case letters cannot go to the relevant parties. Therefore, we need to find another method that we can use to have the infringer, other than the post office, or other than through registered mail. The bill amends certain definitions and further introduces new definitions. The bill authorizes the authority with the approval of the board, no longer director general. This legislation was developed some time ago, I think when the agency was established. Some other powers were still remaining with the director general of the department. Now that it is fully-fledged, established, then the board must take its full responsibilities. Now we are removing that power that was vested with the director general and giving it to the board to approve for the authority to open bank accounts. These are the bank accounts wherein the infringers will pay into when you've got the traffic fine that you want to pay. The bill empowers the authority to give 30 days notice to the infringer who makes an insufficient payment to the authority in respect of the fine. The bill was presented to NEDLAC or if I may start by saying the bill was published in the Gazette for public comments. We received comments and they were incorporated, and we further went to do a formal presentation to NEDLAC, and NEDLAC has approved that. The bill was also presented on the 19th February 2015 to the subcommittee of the Justice Crime Prevention and Security Disaster, the committee called Development Committee. Once the bill is approved, it will be presented to the next full house of JCS committee in March 2015. In fact, they gave us a tentative date of the 3rd of March. Once it is supported at JCPF, it's getting into cabinet committee, into full cabinet for final approval, then it comes to the particular committee. We are at a very advanced. So also with this bill, I can finish that first quarter, or before first quarter of 2015, that will mean with effect for all of before April, we'll be here in Parliament to present this bill for debate. That is where we'll give the nitty-gritty and the details of the clause of the bill up until the next clause. The next one is the National Land Transport Amendment Bill 2015. The bill seeks to amend the Fiscal Act in order to amend and set new definitions to empower the regulation-making powers of the minister regarding the process of negotiating with the operators by municipalities when establishing their integrated public transport networks, the implementation of the measures to promote the objects of the consumer protection. The bill further empowers the provinces to conclude transport contracts in municipal areas that are not listed in the schedule. The current status of the bill also is published in a government gazette for public consultation. We received comments. We made a formal presentation to NEDLAC. NEDLAC has approved the bill. We have routed the bill for ministerial approval and cabinet approval. So once we get that ministerial approval, before you go to cabinet, go to the DG classes. It will be supported there. When it gets into cabinet approval, then it comes to planning. Also with this bill, during the first quarter of 2015, we are supposed to be here with this particular bill because already also it had a very high advantage. These are the bills that are approved on the legislative program that has been submitted to the Leader of Government Business. I have also taken the liberty of highlighting to you the bills that are in the drafting process. I will indicate you the stages as to how far are we in terms of that and what challenges are we coming across there.
Okay, Keith, maybe we can deal with the bills that have already done all the processes and hear what members are saying with respect to these bills, if there's any person, or if there's any discussions before we can go into the next step of the proposed bills. Honorable members, Honorable Speaker, Honorable Hadere, Honorable Subande, Honorable.
I just wanted to inquire, will there be a separate process in our committee, possibly in last bite of the cherry on these bills where stakeholders and have another opportunity to address us and take it further, maybe issues that may subsequently come up during this process and they have not had an opportunity to do this and then taking these comments into account.
No, thanks, Chair. I don't have a check in terms of the administrative application bill, but in terms of the Bureau of Authority that set the powers and decisions from the Director General to the Board, I'm trying to check whether is it delegated powers or all powers? Because we must be able to understand in terms of those particular if you can be able to also to clarify that. Well, I think the other one is that the issue of, I want to get you clear, you just said all this has been consulted with the communities. Yeah. Yes.
Honorable Shibande.
Thank you, Chairperson. Chairperson, I went deeper, but maybe I'll seek clarity. Because my understanding, I've thought that this gives them an opportunity to go through all bills. I'll make an example. You see, if you go to the first bill which talk about the Merchant Shipping Amendment Bill 2014, on its five, I'm just citing an example, that's why I'm raising that point. They have said, under the status of the bill, that the bill was approved by the government, and we, meaning that we are waiting for the final certificate by the government. I thought that this process is still ongoing, but my understanding, I thought that we are so privileged because before it goes to other people, they started with us. That is my understanding. Therefore, I will support the idea that we give them opportunity maybe to go to all the bills, and then at the end, hold it that we shall now.
Banda, what I was trying to do was the bills that actually have gone through all the other processes, we deal with them, and then we will go to the bills that have been proposed, so that we have two sets of bills here, which actually we should be able to deal with. That was the thinking behind my requesting that we discuss the bill. Honorable Ramachakan.
Thank you, Honorable Chair. No, I don't have a lot in the bills that have already been suggested. But I just want to maybe nitpick it. The bills as we have been briefed on are the bills that are supposed to have been approved in principle by cabinet. In other words, cabinet says the detail will then be dealt with by the committees to finalize. So it's not quite the approval of Parliament, as it's per se, it's an in-principle approval for Parliament process to kick in. So perhaps, because I'm looking at the slides, most of the slides is written have been approved, it has to be in principle, really going forward, kind of language, so that we know that only Parliament can approve the bill. Once the process has been undertaken and the public participation and the bill finally then get approved. That's the only thing that has the language that we need to just fix as we go on the presentation.
Any other advocate? I think mine is just a technical issue that I would really want to get clarity on. How long does it take for the bill, for the processes of the bill, until it reaches our shore? And I'm asking this because since last year on arrival in May, these are the bills which we have been told that they are in transit to Parliament. And today they haven't reached Parliament. For a bill made the merchant shipping bill, how long does it take for the shipping bill amendment to can be amended, all the processes being done until it arrives? Do you have a schedule that you follow as you're dealing with this matter so that even if you now are able to say in terms of the schedule, we know that the bill, this is what is going to happen, because from the legacy report, we have seen a situation where towards the end of the term, that's when all the bills are being pushed into Parliament and should the work get done by honorable members, by parliamentarians in this instance. How long does it take? And because most of the bills, there's maybe the question should be when you set the first quarter. The first quarter is between March and June. We want a specific so that we can be, as a committee, we can be able to ready ourselves and know when are we doing what, if we are to do public hearings, whatever we are to do, we should be able to schedule that properly. So because if you say first quarter, it means 3 months, March to June, when in this first quarter are we sure that we will be receiving the rest? To me, those are the issues that are just really mind-boggling, because it looks like we will forever be kept on in the loop. I know Arto Bill has forever been coming and it hasn't arrived. I can tell you that people are very eager and anxious about the RAPS bill. People are very eager and anxious. We had an oversized ATM as a car. And they were complaining about that for the past 5 years they have sent the bills to the department and nothing is forthcoming. So that it's a technical, pertinent, made petty question that I'm putting to you, petty in the sense that I shouldn't be saying that. But to me, it's very important because I'm here as a legislator, like here as legislator. Our job is to legislate. We should be doing 70% of the work, legislative work, and the rest being the work that we would be doing, because as honorable members, we are supposed to be lawmakers and we're not making laws. There is, to me, there are some deficiencies that we need to look into. But by the way, with ATNS Qatar, we have already made a commitment as this committee. We are going to amend that act because it doesn't look like the department will ever amend. And it's based on simple things. It's simple because we believe that we're doing very well internationally. IATA is recognizing the work that aviation in South Africa is doing, the academy is doing, and if that law doesn't change, it shortcuts what these two institutions are doing, and that is why we have taken it upon ourselves that, by the way, we are lawmakers, so we'll take that law and do it ourselves if the department can do it. So don't allow us to road them in the city. It's okay. We'll take it off. We're here for 5 years. So our 5 years must not be a boring 5 years. We're going to entertain ourselves by taking your job and coming and doing it here. Thank you very much. Oh, welcome, Honorable Mulaudi. Welcome, Honorable Keita Kata.
Thank you, Professor. I think maybe I'm Michelle. I'm just making a general observation. I think, if I remember well, when we requested the department to come and brief us on this deal, I didn't know that it would be considered. So they were coming to brief us the full report or the full deal, so that don't have to do the same process coming again, you know, to do the same processes because we've got so many other things to do. So I'm just disappointed that we're dealing with Kariza and not necessarily the whole deal, honestly.
I will start with the last two because especially the question when specifically during the first quarter. Second, these processes sometimes are not dependent. In fact, in most instances, they are not even dependent on myself, the person who is processing these bills, Parliament. Because if I go to the digit cluster, they are also stakeholders. They need to vigorously interrogate these particular bills and behave about a particular bill. So manage to take it there, present it there, they must interrogate it. If there are, they are approving it with some caveat or condition, then I will have to go back and research and correct and bring it to them and make sure that they are happy. For instance, we went to the JCPS food last week. Then when we presented to them, they said, fine, because this is some kind of a thing bill with arbitrary. Then they said, let's refer you to our subcommittee so that they can look thoroughly into this particular bill. And then when you come to us and supported by our subcommittee, it will make your work easier. And also when you go to cabinet, sometimes cabinet approve or support the bill with, when we say approach, we mean approval at an administrative executive stage. And there is approval as in the legislature side. So now currently we are still on the executive stage because once this bill is introduced in Parliament, then they become the views of the legislature and we are in your hands. It will depend as to how long also yourself you take to correct us and ultimately out of this particular date. So that is why to say on this particular date, it wouldn't be much easy to say that because I wouldn't know what will be in the mind of cabinet, what will be in the mind of the cluster. And if they say go and correct and that question is reasonable, then we go back and correct that bill to them. Up until the other time we bring it, then once they support we bring it to cabinet. The reason why we brought short presentation is because these bills are not yet formally introduced in Parliament. Now they are formally introduced in Parliament. That's why I said we will start to make a full detailed presentation on clause by clause from the first line of the starting of the bill up until the last line, explaining why, what we mean and how we can do that. So currently, that it should just be a brief on the main objects of the bill. That is our current status quo as to where are we in terms of the bill and also when are we in the stage. But the specific date is a bit tricky for me because I'm all dependent on the approvals or on the support by other committees.
Meaning that even the first quarter can pass, right?
Chairperson, as far as I'm concerned, good work has been done in this particular bill, and I hope and believe that they will go through Parliament. But it happens in instances whereby the cabinet approved with the conditions no. For instance, in the nation shipping, they said go and use the waste filter constraints throughout the end, because there was an amendment there. Then we had to go and do this. So it happened that they can support this bill with the particular conditions that were incorrect. But as far as I'm concerned, this bill is at an advanced stage. We are hoping that all the committees will definitely approve this particular bill, support this bill to come to Parliament.
Honorable Bushiera, Honorable Musila, Honorable Ramachaka.
Chair,
all this, you have provoked a situation here.
Chair, I think we must be taken seriously.
Yeah.
Honestly, this draft bill were presented to us. We have copies of this. So we can't say when we have copies of this and we have gone through this, request the same thing to happen again. You know, we have this, the summer we had, we have discussed them in our portfolio. So why do we discuss the same thing twice? I don't think that's that last. Secondly, Chair, these bills, I don't think they were in yesterday. I think some have been, the problem has been there for almost more than 2 years. So all of a sudden, we are told with uncertainty that it will be in the next quarter. And then you have other things to say, doesn't depend on us and whatever. And we're not talking about a bill that has been there for 2 months. You know, there's a problem where these bills are requested. You know, entities are not able to work because there's a problem. You know, and we can't come here and be told that, you know, after 2 years or after 3 years. We know in our APD, some of these bills, we put them that are all going to be the new APD. You know, we don't even agree. So I think, Chair, with due respect, it be taken seriously.
Honorable Mishina.
Thank you, Chair. My question relates to the process following an invitation for comment. When and how do those comments find effect, and how are those comments handled? And the second remark relates to what my colleague mentioned before me. The monitoring process of the whole stage, one stage, two, stage three, whatever, how many stages there are, you know, are we, and I'm directing the question to you, help me on this one, are we as a committee in a position to demand reports on progress? In other words, so many comments were received, they would be assessed over this period, following that the next stage would entail this. Are we in a position to demand or request progress reports? Thank you.
No, sure.
The reason we are receiving a briefing today on the bills is because we have expressed our unhappiness to the department, in particular the SDG, around the legislative program. And when we have specifically raised this question, and obviously that was probably last year, so this year, we're expecting to get the answer when. Now, the response advocate of you would not know what is in the mind of the cabinet. It doesn't help us a lot in terms of our process and how we program ourselves in regard to the process itself. So, I do think that the one challenge that we have here, we can also pin you down on anything here. And because the DG or the acting DG is not here, you are responding not to how you can't tie yourself in anything. Now, that's my difficulty. Now, perhaps, Chair, to for us to get out of the thing would be, I don't see a lot of value, maybe wrong, in the discussion that doesn't quite answer the questions definitively in terms of what is the problem. It almost suggests that you as a department don't quite know in your own mind when you want this to be finalized. It depends on other people, how they view ultimately the responsibility of taking the bill to cabinet is the responsibility of the department. I don't hear what is in your own time frame. Your own time frame is dependent on FOSAT. FOSAT doesn't make laws. They are consultative bodies. It's depending on them, what they say, or other committees. So it's a moving target. It's a target that is really important. So I, with respect, don't see much value on the continuation of this discussion because it doesn't quite answer the question. And I would hesitate to say, Chair, well, we can kill time with a discussion, but I concretely, as I said here, concretely, on the three bills that have received an approval, the first quarter started from the 1st of April. It goes up until end of June. So, still a lot of time ahead of us. So, Chair, I know I'm waffling, I'm not, and I'm ready to engage, but if we can't get answers, then there's pointless. And I still stop short of saying that probably we should have had this engagement with the FDDC, seriously eyeball to eyeball, so that we know from where he's seated what is in his mind in terms of making sure that his bill comes before Parliament. Even before we go to the other thing that we're talking about. So, Chair, I'm not helping you. I'm only trying because I know we had very painful discussion last year on the bills. Very, very penetrating discussion. So let me leave it there and start the year in the right footing with no tears in our eyes. Let me leave it there.
Thank you very much, Honorable Ramatakane. In essence, you are saying we are wasting our time. They must leave. Honorable Shibanda.
It's unfortunate. If you recall my earlier recommendation, and from my colleagues, what they are raising now goes back to exactly. Because what I have suggested is that let's allow them. And it's true, the feeling of my colleagues, that all of us were waiting for by when and how. What I suggested earlier on, as I indicated with an example, one of the mentioned people, I recommended to you that we allow them to continue to give them their background, and then at the end, that's when we are going to take it up head on to say by when and by how. Because in terms of the procedure, in terms of protocol, they are right to come and present to us. The only thing is deadlines. And I can really feel in myself that I have started with it because I've read it. All of us will have done it. Hence, I've made that recommendation. Because some of this, I'm not protecting them. The advocate knows very well that if we need a thing, we need a thing. We are not apologetic about that one. But at this moment, that's what I was recommending. But you see, we go in and out to the very same thing which I recommended earlier on, that let's give them an opportunity to give the us the what they've got for today. And at the end, by when? By who? Thank you, Supervisor.
Thank you very much, Honorable Shibanda. If I may quickly summarize, what is here in front of us needs the acting DG to come and deal with, because we can't really keep on closing the advocate here. The accounting officer is the one who should be able to come and account here and give us proper details. Let's agree that they have really wasted our valuable time, and they leave us so that we can be able to continue with our work. When they are properly prepared, they will come here and tell us that the mentioned bill, shipping bill, this is progress today, this is the time that it will serve in Parliament. And then we are able to deal with the matter, because we can't continue procrastinating. South Africans are eagerly waiting out there for us to be able to do our work as lawmakers.
I also think that it is really important, the Biden promise that at the end of, that around about November, that it come into the presentation on RAPS. And when they come back, don't waste our time and come in with all the promises that he's made. Thank you.
Honorable Malawi, that's a message that you must take. Honorable members are looking forward to presentation on RAPS.
Yes, I'm covered by Honorable.
Thank you very much. Say it anyway. Tell the DG that we want to hear. The acting DG we want to hear. We're going to shift our program of next week to accommodate you, and we don't want to work as seen here today. Save the honorable members the trouble of and the pain of going through. It's not much, Samaya. Samaya. How much in the show would be? Thank you, honorable members. Can we continue with our program? On the original program for sent to members, but due to cancellation, some of those agenda items have been compressed. In terms of the updated draft program, the program still in the draft process, next week, written by the Department of Transport on its second and third fourth expenditure is the agenda item. For the 10th of March, there was a briefing on the relationship bill, and some stakeholders requested to brief the committee on some of the challenges as well as what introducing some of the performance. But due to the unreadiness of the relationship bill, that unfortunately will probably not be dealt with by the committee. Members will remember that this bill was originally referred in terms of going to 159, but the copy of the bill that was tabled, it's not current anymore according to the state law writer. Members, the tabling of the Department strategic plan, the deadline is next week according to the parliamentary program. I'm going to jump straight to the 24th. The briefing by the department, there's a briefing schedule on the department's 2015-16 strategic and annual performance plan. Going back to the 17th, in the BRRR report, members asked for feedback on specific issues from the department. Mr. McCarthy has been reminding the entities that feedback is needed by the committee on the 17th of issues related to governance, etc. So the committee will have that information before the meeting. On Wednesday the 18th, there is a provisional joint meeting with public enterprises scheduled that is not confirmed yet. And then on the 24th, there's a briefing by the department on its annual performance plan and strategic report. And also, Chair, hopefully by that meeting, or definitely there would be a draft program
for the committee for the second parliamentary committee term on how the committee would process the strategic and will perform the plan of the entity and the budget house report of the committee that will be due in the second parliamentary term. Very much, honourable members. Here we are. The last program stands before us. The amendment that we want to make or changes, whatever. Honourable De Freitas, Honourable Deko, Honourable Ramatakana, Honourable Keita, Honourable Bushier.
Thank you, sir. You mentioned as the officials left that you wanted them to return next week, so my luck is saying we'll just have them on to agenda next week in addition to what we have.
Thank you, Honourable Chairperson. Looking at the program of the 3rd of March, is it the 3rd of March? No, Student Constituency Program, that was said to the department that it must come again next week, led by the Director General. What does that mean to this very program that we are having? I also heard the Secretary saying on the program of the 10th that some stakeholders have raised issues around the Merchant Shipping Amendment Bill. Were those stakeholders raising those issues to the department or to the committee? If through the committee, can we have a sense of what was raised so that we come prepared on the 10th of March? Thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much, Honourable Ramatlaka.
Chair, no, the first question is just maybe to check with the Secretary. Will it be difficult for the committee to have the whole year program, the skeleton of the whole year program, so that at least we know, because at least we know the big chunk of work that happens in various places, so that even though we have now and then to look at the narrow a view of 2 months or 3 months, at least as a committee we have a clear program for a year that must be at this time. And what comes to mind, immediately as I'm speaking about it, we're supposed to have a schedule oversight visit to Brazil for this trains that we're talking about. So at least we would know if we have a comprehensive program that this is scheduled for that period. If it changes and shifted by a week or two, but at least with an idea. Maybe if the Secretary could help us, and then we brainstorm the program here, then we know that we have an annual program for the committee, we know the budget and the review, all those things are in the oversight period, where we want to go. So at least we work on the basis of a program, annual one-year program, out of the 5-year strategic for the power south. That's the first thing. Second issue. Is it possible that on the feedback we can have a pager? There were critical things that some said 90 days, some said this must be a day. Is it difficult, doctor, to have a pager on the key issues expected from the various agencies and departments that we need to have? Because we have a big document that is submitted to the court. Can you pull out for the purpose of our committee here to say these are the critical things that we are working? As we look at the feedback that we're talking about 17 of March, we were expecting, there were key questions that we posed. In the report, we suggested certain things. Can you help us to at least remind us? But it's by just summarizing maybe one page of that expectation that we have in terms of this. Third point is the 10th of March proposition or proposal may just be in danger. between the one about the stakeholder. Now, because the difficulty with me is what's the trigger offered for our discussions? The general issues is the same issues that are going to be repeated again later in the, when we have the formal process. Given what happened earlier on with the department and not being quite ready, should we schedule like this, or should we have once off engagement if we want to talk? Well, we can engage with the, with any committees or agency or anybody who has a concern with regard to certain things. Now, maybe we should schedule it differently than this one here, because this one was informed by anticipation that we're going to go through this process and we are ready. So let's have an issue-based briefing with those agencies that want all stakeholders, that we can schedule them in our report, in our program, say, we shall take them, we shall hear them in this particular time, even if there's a kind of informal process that they are in. Because I think it's really important that we engage with them. So I'm raising three things. Let's have a focused thing with the stakeholders that we want to engage with. Let's talk to them. Outside of the process, which is the legislative process, because we don't quite know what's coming to us yet. And then we have the summary of the key issues and a 3-year or 1-year program for the committee itself.
Thank you. Honorable Keita?
On the last night, Chair, I was going to fall asleep from Honorable Ramatlaka. Chair, I think just importantly, we need to get a toy. We promised to come and do the presentation for us in a wrap school to be put into next week as well. And we also need the Watson here. And I think we must be very clear on that. Just another thing, and I may be totally out of order, but it's just a request. Seeing that our program is so, it's going to be a lot shorter today in the time, people from ATRAS have been coming on a continuous basis to see what is happening specifically with the RAC school. I've had the privilege to actually see one of their presentations, and don't you think that it would actually help the committee if we have a short 10-minute presentation, if they can do it for us today? It will also give us a lot of, and all the members on the same level, food for thought for when we meet next week, if they're still around.
I don't understand.
I'm sorry.
Make a presentation, the department. You said people must come and make a presentation. I thought you were saying Dr. Joy.
Remember they said that they will come and do a presentation for us on where the RASPL is standing and everything, and as well as the public comments, and give us more information on the bill. But I was saying that APRAS, they have been coming to the meeting for a continuous basis, and they've been present here this morning as well. And the question was, I've actually seen one of their presentations, so shouldn't we possibly ask them to just do us a short 10-minute presentation to prepare us as well for next week? See, then I please just want to just set the record straight. You know, it's actually not nice coming to meetings and being attacked because you are not here. I just want to make the, if I'm not here, I do an apology, and it's not because I only serve on one committee, I serve on 9 committees in this parliament. So please, you know, it's not nice for members to attack you whenever you speak. Thank you.
I'm lost. Oh, okay. Honourable members, don't attack other honourable members, eh?
Order, Chair. No member attack another member. Well, that's the sign that in most cases she doesn't attend our meeting. So,
yes.
It's
fine.
And it's a fact.
Please don't attack. Please don't attack other members. Honorable Kate has got other committees that he must really run around with. And we must appreciate when she is here, because she has failed this committee also several times when she is here. She also contributes towards the livelihood and the well-being of this committee. So don't attack. Attack. We are not in a soccer match here. Attack. No. Yes. Who was last one? Honorable Bushiello. I think honorable members, we agreed last year that we will have Dr. Tidoyes coming to make a presentation to us, together with Dr. Watson, on the RAPS bill, so that we are able to have an understanding. But also they must bring into consideration issues that have been raised by the public hearings that were done, so that we have a feel as to where are we heading. If there's going to be changes, are there massive changes with respect to what comes out of the comments that communities have been able to make on the RAPS bill, and then we'll be able to take it up from there. But I think looking and my feeling is that RAF is under tremendous pressure. They're doing good work, but for the fact that there is this slowness in terms of the department, how they're dealing with things, they end up being unable to really unleash the potential that you see in RAF in this regard. Probably, like we have made a commitment to civil aviation and ATMS, that for the fact that the department is dragging its feet in terms of legislation, once we've got the bridge team, we may be able to decide as to, do we take the route of us looking into the bill and seeing how to process that, or are we still going to be waiting for the department that can come after 5 years to make a presentation of that bill? It decides with us as to how we'd like to take the processes forward in this regard. So, but we can see that the department really is struggling to can be able to bring the bills to Parliament. It is an uphill battle that the department is experiencing. We really need to say, how do we assist the department in this regard to just make sure that if there's new bills, if there's amendments that need to be made, she shows an in the motto issue so that we are able to reach our objectives. Honorable Chair, Honorable Shibande, you will follow up. Honorable Chair.
Thanks, Chair. Mama said we must not attack. Chair, but also to add that we said the department must first make presentation to us on the RAPS bill. And then thereafter, when we have that common understanding, we can be able to understand what other people are crying about. If even ourselves, we don't know the content of it, it's just not going to serve any purpose of people here presenting. We just load our heads and that's it. You know, so let's have that presentation from the department. I'm looking at Tuesday, the 3rd, bringing by the department for the second and third quarter. I just want to know if this includes the entities. Because if it does not include the entities, then it must make provision for them to present their second and third quarter, so that we don't leave anything behind. Thank you.
Honorable Swande.
Chairperson, what I would suggest, let us not be hard on ourselves. You see, I was going to support, and I'm still supporting this program as it is. I'll explain why. Number one, the Zoom mama next to me, he highlighted something on Tuesday the 3rd that already we nearly committed ourselves that they must come back with the same thing which is there in the program. That is number one. Number two, we mustn't forget that very soon we'll be having budget votes which might disturb our program. So, Chairperson, I think we are on the right track with the program so far, because once the budget votes can start, they would affect all the programs. So that is my submission to the chairperson, because when I'm listening, it's that sometimes we feel very so harsh to ourselves while we are on the right track. Thank you, chairperson.
Thank you very much, colleagues. And we look at, we have said that we would like to have the department coming and making a briefing to us as a committee on what they were supposed to do here today. And I said to them next week. Next week we'll be dealing with the second and third quarter reports. Maybe the other thing that we may want to request so that we're able to cover this gap that has been created is to request through you, Valen, if we can't get an extra day where we're able to deal with some of the students. That will be my proposal. If we can be able to get an extra day for us to be able to deal with the proposal, because in the afternoon there is dinner which is sitting, which makes it impossible that we can spend the whole day here. But if given the second and third quarter court on time, we should be able to come here instead of them presenting, we ask questions based on what we received on time. And then we also are able to say the merchant shipping bill is a very critical one, but even all the other two are also very important. What are the critical things that we need to consider as this committee? And then we are able to deal with that, the matter. Going to the Tuesday of the 3rd, therefore, in essence, in terms of next Tuesday, I am making a proposal that we should get the second and the third quarter report the earliest, and then we work it in such a way that it is us who are going to be posing questions to the committee, because we have gone through the document instead of the department making a presentation for us. We just go into the issues that we have flagged out, but also consider what was to be presented here today. That's the proposal that I'm making. When we go to the 10th, we're supposed to be discussing the briefing from the department by the Merchant Shipping Bill, Amendment Bill, which according to the Secretary is still a one because of the amendments that have been made. Probability is that it may not serve. There's a great possibility that it may not serve. And we have, if you look at item 3 on the 10th, we have the stakeholders, which actually have requested to have a meeting with the committee. If you look at the second last column, it is indicating that ArcelorMittal will be briefing us on the 1st. On the sector reports, don't know what that is. Probably they have sent us some document. We will be able to go through it. They have. These are the stakeholders that have requested a meeting with the committee for them to come and make a presentation or so. SAB, in South African Brewers. Is introductory briefing by South African Brewers and give each one of them 10 minutes standing. And then Mpumalanga Steering Committee on Transport Challenges in the Provinces. Is this the Moloto Horizon? And the motor corridor and the Patco bus, which is given the people who come from Mpumalanga doesn't need that. So these are the people, community members who have requested to come and have a meeting with the committee, honorable members. So we can still factor in some of the issues which actually we have left hanging as the proposed that probably we may want to have the Dr. Gidoy, maybe, and or the department coming to give us a 45 minutes briefing on a road accident benefit scheme if we are to really make business like we can be able to factor some of the things. I'm just making these proposals to yourselves, honorable members, to say let us be penny wise. And make sure that we squeeze as much as we can onto some of our program. And I think the BRRR issues are very clear. It has been proposed that if we can have just a one page of outstanding things, and when the department comes here, they are able to tell us progress to date with respect to the issues that have been raised for 30 days, 90 days, and so on and so on. So basically, aligning myself that maybe Valerie with your team, when we come next week, we can also get a proposal or a draft that will be put into the annual agenda, so that we're able to have an understanding that this is how we're going to be operating for the whole year. That's the proposal that I'm putting forward to the committee. Valerie.
Yes, I concur.
Honorable debaters, you'll fall.
Yes, I concur with you, Chairperson. I think we're on the right track as you propose. Prince Chair, I just wanted us to ask if I'm agreeing with everything you said. Perhaps we could just have some background information before the meeting of the 10th, for what these stakeholders want to present, so that we don't go into this discussion in the dark. Thank you.
Sorry, Chair, just to fill in there, it wouldn't help us a lot only to get the factor report. There were some specific engagements after the issuing of the factor report, so it would be good to get that briefing document so as to make the right assessment. So the factor report is available on PDF, but in, because of the implications after the issuing of the factor report, and that's where the essence lie in terms of why it has relation to the Transport Committee. In reading through the minutes, I see no reference to any specific member. You know, what we see here is a recording of members noted, the committee noted, members inquired. The committee was not satisfied. Now the question arises, why isn't there any reference to the specific member who then engaged or contributed in, you know, a particular manner?
I was not sure whether we are adopting or we do matters arising or we do amendments. So if you can help me, because I was going to accept the minutes, so I wasn't sure what I should, given the questions that it sounds like a matter arising.
In fact, I was checking with the member because the ritual is we go page by page. Once we go, after we have done page by page, then we, if there are corrections, we do the corrections, and then if there's adoptions or the issues like he's raising that noted concerns and so on, then we are able to look into that. Can we go from page one? No corrections. Honorable Sivan.
Before that, I wanted to correct something. There was a matter which was raised by one of my colleagues at the back room. I think this system, the how we put the minutes is correct. We can't, you know, because yes, we went collectively here. When the issue is raised by different individuals, but then the entity belongs to the committee. So we can't quote input there, but to say, Chairperson said, Mr. Ramadana said, you know, I think I was just correcting, commenting on that one. That's why the way the kids are
correct. Can we go page by page?
I agree with you. I agree. I was just correcting that. You're right, Chairperson. I was just correcting that.
Okay.
Thanks.
Do you know this song, Honorable Lucinda, via Orlando Hem Over?
Yeah.
The two of you have got that. Attack, attack. Okay. Yeah. Honorable members, can you go page by page? The first page which has got attendance register. Agreed. The second page which is in the middle, introduction presentation by RSR. Any question? No corrections on the second page? Can we go to the third page? No correction on the third page, the last page?
this reflects what we discussed and the concern that we raised as a committee.
Before I speak, Honorable Khadem.
I second the adoption of the minutes.
Okay. The minutes have been seconded, but I think Honorable Member has got a very genuine issue that he is raising, that we should structure our minutes in such a way that they will allow us to have recommendations and which we're able to do, because when you look at this particular RSR, there's a lot of issues that must be followed up. There's recommendations which actually we should be able to make to the department, which the way the minutes are structured, you are going to miss these critical things. So I think it says that we also need to reorganize ourselves, how we record in the proceedings. If there are recommendations, if there are issues that must be raised, then we're able to flag them out for follow-up purposes. Honorable Keita.
Jim, my proposal would be that we actually have a resolution and implementation register. That if we just have a register, it doesn't have to be part of the minutes, and we can just have an update of what is happening by who, by when, that type of thing.
Okay, I think that's fair. Agreed. But if it's not in the minutes, it also sometimes can fall by wayside. Probably we need to have an approach. If we've got a to-do which actually gets sent to members, then we're able to remember that these are the to-do for the month, these are the to-do, and once those have been done, they fall off the radar screen of members. That will be very helpful. Honorable Ramachaka.
No, Chair, on the subject, it's a new idea that we need to embrace, that need to help us. There's different ways we can do it. One of the things that key issues that we must summarize coming out of the committee functional, because if there are research board, those people, they be able to track issues that are outstanding, that continuously help us. The minutes, once the minute is filed, and it's not on the agenda, it's still going to forget, even though it's in a minute. There's a system that we need to introduce that at least can help remind us. So that's all I wanted to say. Second point, Chair, on the meta-rise. May I take the members, these honorable members, humbly to page number 3, item number 5, the closing sentence on the discussion around ARTO. Are you all on that page, member? You are. Now, the closing sentence on that continuously was the date. Which dates are we able to expect the act being presented after the process has been finalized by Cabinet? Here we ask that the department should come and then brief us on specific dates. They came this meeting, I'm raising this point, that the department did come this morning, but still took us to November 11. I'm raising this because the department and official, they must have a copy of this minutes. They must be able to present this copy to the minister as well as the acting DG. So we're not nitpicking. We're not basically having slept on the wrong side of the bed or on the wrong side of the bed. It's a simple matter of follow-up and things that we must not repeat. We can't run in circles. So when I was saying that, Chair, I was mindful that we did discuss. This was the last discussion, but it was a September discussion last year. So just that I wanted to make that as a meta-rising, so that we don't fight unnecessarily with officials. They think that we are fighting with them. We are not. We just simply say, let's be serious about things that we're doing, and the minutes can at least take refuge on this minute.
the committee that we have been asking the department should come and tell us this. Thank you, Jeff.
Thank you very much, Honorable Kina.
So when our matters arise, and I just want to make sure. Okay, also on the same page three, the bottom, I just want to confirm whether we have received a letter of apology from... Okay, thank you.
We did, and actually even the advocate also indicated. I couldn't want to be a rabbit. I don't want to be a referee. I we would put a boxing ring here.
Gee, that's great. I'll meet him outside.
Yes, I wanted us to say that. Are there still other matters arising? If there are no other matters arising, the meeting... Oh, Honorable Mushia. Members, can I, on your behalf, write to the minister and raise concerns? The observations that we are making with the department is not a very good observation. Because, I mean, when we get this minute, you can go back, trace back the minute from ever since we started. We are just stamping our school to some place. There's no forward march in this instance. And I believe that probably it will be fair on behalf of the committee that we raise several issues with the minister on how we're seeing the parental officials letting us down on a number of occasions. Between myself and the committee secretary, we'll try and counter that. Because, I mean, those who were fortunate to be part of the oversight, you could see that the center is not holding, especially the last day of oversight. It was very embarrassing situation when we at airport company, because you're looking for a departmental official is not there. You're looking for answers on certain things, they're not there, and the least they could do was to send an official who tried her best really to respond to some of the issues that are supposed to be responded to by the accounting officer to no avail. Because we at this level we are dealing with issues at strategic level. And therefore we expect strategic people to be able to address. So I think it will be important that we, on your behalf, we raise issues. Before we send the letter, we'll copy all of you. If there are other issues that we believe we should be able to still raise, we will hear from yourself. Honorable Mlaudi.
Yes, Chairperson, I agree with you. But we have members of the department officials, the ambassadors here, always with us. And then we are here. You can hear how frustrated we are. So I will write a letter. And we expect you also to report this frustration. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much. Honorable Ramtaka.
No, Chair, we trust that you will represent the committee's view to the minister with the letter that you will present.
Okay.
And therefore, we don't necessarily have to draft it. Be part of the drafting of the letter as members of the committee. You will represent the issues.
Thank you very much. Anything else? Can I declare anything officially closed? Thank you very much. Meeting adjourned. Oh, look at that. Look at that.
attack.